This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Touch a summer.
I feel like I should be on some boat spinning around with a big, colourful beach ball.
That would be you. I can see you doing
by
that.
By the pool, knocking over everyone's margaritas.
I thought you meant knocking over something else for a minute.
Or knocking a few back.
Well, that would be nice too.
Oh, wouldn't a shandy be nice tonight?
It'd go down well, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'd love a shandy right now.
And you know they've been talking about Britney's in town. Do you know that?
Really?
Everyone said it. I think it's been everywhere.
Did she come with the rest of the horses?
For Cup Day. She missed Cup Day.
Wasn't she in store 5?
No, but there's been all this talk today about her lip syncing, Benny.
Oh, leave her alone.
Lip syncing. Who would have thought?
It takes a lot of talent to do lip syncing well. Just ask Madonna.
That's exactly what I was saying.
You can't look.
And people like are amazed that she lip syncs on stage. Hello.
Oh, come
where
on.
Have they been?
Her children know she lip syncs.
Does she? Oh, yeah.
She must lip. Yeah, she.
I forgot she's got kids.
Oh, hang on. No, we shouldn't talk because they're not with her.
Are they? Aren't they?
No, they're with some normal family, aren't they?
I don't know.
Didn't they give them to normal people?
No, her ex took them. I don't know.
Oh, so they're with
I don't follow her career that closely, as you can tell.
They're with Coco Pops. Is she not going? She's not going to drive while she's in Melbourne, is she?
Why do you say that?
We can't
cope. There are road laws.
The city will come to a close.
Do you reckon? There's all that protest on Swanston Street tonight. What's going on there? Do you reckon Britney's in town?
She arrived. Couldn't understand what they were saying. They were saying, put your undies back on. Put your undies back on. Were you off at the races on Tuesday?
Did you go to Blokes Day?
No. Oh, you always call it Blokes and you get me confused. No, I didn't. The Crown Oaks.
Yeah, Blokes Day. I watched the news and there were blokes there.
Were there?
Mm.
Well, it would be, if you're into that kind of thing, if you're a beige person, that would be the day to go. If you were a clever beige man, you would go that day.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they say. Thursday's the day to go.
Yeah.
If you want to pick up.
But you can pick up any time at the races, Frank.
They really? Have you done that?
Oh, after a keg of beer, they're all lying on the gravel. You can pick them up willy-nilly. You can just take a scoop and just drag them. They're like crabs. It's like
going crabbing.
It's like going
or yabbying.
You just take a scoop net. And you know which ones are the tender ones have got. You want to get the ones with their shoes off. No, actually, you want to go for the ones that have their shoes on.
Because why? Because they've got
tender feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
The ones that take their shoes off are the scrubbers. They've got like calluses. If they can walk up a road and not hurt their feet, if it's more comfortable to walk on gravel than walk in shoes, they're the scrubbers you want to meet. They're a bit tough. They're the broilers. they don't make a good meal.
Oh, the tough meat.
Yeah, they're tough.
Okay. I'll remember that.
We should actually. I wish we had a little. Wish you could interview maybe a beige person that. Well, maybe a beige man, and if you got lucky.
There's not many people that go to the races.
And that is a credit to us.
My circle of friends, none of them go. None
that
of them are interested.
That is a testament to our good taste. High five, girlfriend.
Apparently, a newlywed Welsh couple cut into their wedding cake recently
and found
polystyrene. I don't think they tested it very well.
I don't know. What's worse, opening that up
or
finding fruitcake?
They said that they paid $490. Well, there's your first problem. Don't wedding cakes cost a fortune?
Depends.
They were for a 3-tier sponge and icing with flowers. Okay.
Yes.
And she said, I've never felt so embarrassed in all my life in front of her family
and
friends.
The whole cake was polystyrene.
Yeah, but the place that sold it to them, Creative Cake, said... We said it would be an artificial cake. Like, I mean, how?
Oh, maybe it was just for show.
Well, what did she think she was getting?
She was just buying a display and she tried to feed it to her guests. bride. I hope she doesn't go to Japanese restaurants and buys the wax bowls of food.
If you want to lodge your homo helpline.
Your homo helpline, 8 PM, 96992949. If you're more this century, in SMS on 0414.
No, oh my God. How long have you been here?
Sorry, that's my telephone number. An urgent homo helpline this evening.
Are you cracking it open early?
I thought I might just let one out very silently. Hopefully no one noticed. Christian is at home.
Yeah.
And he said, look, hi. He said, it's very urgent. He says, please tell me what I can do with a friend. He's got a friend that's come down from Brisbane.
Oh, okay.
He's got a brizzy blow-in.
So no notice or anything, just came in.
I don't know if he had any notice, but he's got a brizzy blow-in tonight. Well, he's got me offside on this one. He says, Melbourne is so boring.
Oh. Well, what's he comparing it to?
He said, tell me the name of a good cafe in the city. And he didn't even say, please. What sort of feral rainbow are you? That poor Brisvagan. Anyway, listen. I'm sure
there are many good cafes in
town. Yeah, he goes on and on and on. And then he was saying, I wish I lived somewhere more exciting. So do I. I wished you lived somewhere more exciting as well. Do we know anywhere nice in the city?
There's lots of nice places in town.
And this is the problem for me because I don't frequent the city all that often.
And neither do I. I came in
but
for this. And
there are some places I'm dying to go to. So maybe, Christian, one of the places I think you should take your friend, there's a little place in Market Lane.
Well, what's he after?
Well,
I don't know.
He
said cafe. But
he was vague.
So we'll be vague too.
We're going to be vague as well. Okay. We're just going to send him to places we would go to.
Okay.
I noticed there was a little place in Market Lane. It's a dumpling place across the road from the Flower Drum.
Oh, they're good.
Market Lane.
I've been to similar places.
It's number 14 Market Lane and it's called Hu Tong Dumpling Bar.
Yeah.
And apparently it's delish. But now the problem is with Hu Tong is you've got to, well, I think you have to have a booking. But I've noticed like lines of people trying to get in.
Yeah, there's always
a line. That's number one.
Is that the one next to the schnitzel bar?
Next to that, yes. The schnitzel one is the next place I would like to go to.
Oh, okay. What's that one called? Something German or Austrian.
It's called, now that you've mentioned German, the Germans are listening online.
Are they?
They've started docking. No,
that's nice.
No, they're sort of locked in. That place would be good. And I can't remember what that's called either. I have to look it up online.
Why don't we wander down there tonight and then next week we can give them the names.
Now, if Bris Vegas, the brizzy blow-in, doesn't mind a bit of chili, there's also another lane.
That's good.
There's the...
that's hot stuff.
What's that area in China?
Sichuan.
Sichuan? Sichuan. And I don't know the name of that place either.
Oh, I knew it. It's
I've got the map out. I'm trying to have a look on the map.
That's also in a lane too. God, we're useless tonight.
When you click on the map, isn't the map supposed to move? That's a different homo helpline.
That's yours.
Now,
you can't hear yourself?
No, there's no
music.
What
are you motioning at me for?
There's no music.
Yeah, I'll continue.
No, it helps me relax. It's like a magazine in the toilet.
I hope.
Oh, that's better.
Don't back one out, thanks.
That's better.
Like a magazine in the toilet.
Yes.
What a beautiful image you paint.
Yes, I love images. Now, I've got some messages here. First one from Brad. He says, thank God for the lattes. I need as much rainbow as I can get to enable my drive through the beige and beyond to my folks in the bush.
Where's Brad off to?
Brad's off to the bush to see his folks in the country.
Really? What direction?
I'm not sure.
East, west, north.
And then he said, he just sent it, just at this very moment, he said, bye, lattes, you're breaking up now. He's out of rainbow land heading bush.
Oh, dear.
We might have to, can we talk to him?
Ring him.
Oh, it sounds like he's in a Priscilla bus.
Brad!
Don't go, Brad. I was talking to a friend of mine.
Yes.
And she's having some male problems.
Oh.
Hmm.
Beige.
Yeah. Oh, they're always beige.
What are the male issues that she's having?
Beige male issues.
So it's not postal.
It's not?
It's not postal issues.
Postal?
Being male.
Oh, no.
No, it's the other variety.
Yeah, the other variety. I met one of them.
Really?
Yes. She had a little dinner.
Oh.
And she invited it.
Okay.
Oh.
Was it hard work?
No, but, like, I really wanted to slap it because it...
Her or it?
It. The beige. Because, you know, the beige men just want to sit on the sofa and just watch TV.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than one that pretends to be house trained.
Oh, you think it was a pretend?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. What gave it away?
Because it, you know, it wanted to wash all the dishes.
Yeah.
While we're still eating dinner.
Making good impression.
Yes.
That's good.
No, that's not the way to tuna.
Yes.
And I was going to, I was seriously, like, I had to grab her wrist and squeeze really hard.
Really? Why?
And said, don't be fooled by this. You keep your panties on. Because it was all smoke and mirrors. We're so used to smoke and mirrors.
Okay.
You know, you can smell them a mile away, the smoke and mirrors. You know, we love a bit of ciabatta bread. We love earthy, down to, you know, like get down dirty, but like realistic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. The simple stuff, you know.
The simple things in life.
Nothing dressed.
Yeah.
So you think he was dressing it all up for her?
Yeah, but he was a bit like he wanted to talk about, you know, then he sort of caught on because we were talking about different things. And then he must
did
have
start
thought,
talk about fashion?
Yeah.
Did you lose
yeah,
him?
Yeah, he tried.
Did he try? That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, no, I cut it off straight away.
Oh, said, did you?
Yeah, no, it's a no-go zone. We're having dinner. We're not talking about work.
Oh, okay.
And then he didn't know what to talk about there. So then he thought he'd talk about...
Footy.
No, he thought he'd talk about sex life.
His own?
No, that's the problem. No, he wasn't
just sex.
He wasn't interested in his own sex life.
Just sex in general.
Yeah, he wanted to talk about...
Was that wise?
Well, I said, look...
For a potential new boyfriend?
Let's just say he's preoccupied, like he's pre-booked. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, what are you doing here? See, and most people think, Benny, that's really cynical, you shouldn't do it. But, like, I'm sorry.
You're looking at the story behind the man.
I need all the backup.
You need the background.
I need the clipboard.
The history.
Yeah. So I need to ask a few questions first. So I need to, like, explain, you know, what are you doing? Number one, what are you doing in Melbourne?
But isn't it better not to have all of that explanation that you make up your own mind based on what you see?
Honey, if you don't ask questions, you'll only get hurt. Don't you know that?
It's true. It's true. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's not nice to get a surprise.
It's not nice to get a surprise.
Not one of the unexpected surprises, but you know what I mean.
Believe me, those surprises are not nice.
No, I know. But there's nice ones too. There's nice surprises as well.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so he was doing the old, I'm going to, you know, let me clear the table.
Yeah.
And I'm there, relax, fella. Sit down, enjoy.
Leave it to an expert.
Yeah. Like sometimes.
Oh, that's so cute though.
No, that is not cute. That is verging. That is so sugary and sweet. Like I thought, man, if I stand near you any longer,
you'll get diabetes.
I'm going to get gay beaties. Because then he was saying how he's very dick friendly.
Oh, what does that mean?
He like, you know, like...
He likes the torture.
Well, he's doing the sell. You know, he's selling that it's okay.
So he's comfortable with...
It's okay to go the pink doorknob. He likes all that. He's very open to it. And I said, I don't need...
What, you're saying you want a history? He's giving you the history.
Not that I don't know. I want the history. What I don't need is the sell. You know, I don't need your...
marketing.
The validation.
Okay.
I know it's okay. Thank you.
You're with the Homo Helpline.
We have our navy blazers on tonight with our gold buttons. Are we in the call centre tonight or the surgery?
I like call centre.
The call centre.
I do like the call centre.
Well, put your... You need to have your corporate
long
scarf on.
Long fingernails.
I saw long fingernails tonight, the French polish, but instead of the white tip...
What happened?
They had black tip.
Is that bad?
Well, it looked like she'd been picking her bum. I don't know. Like, I was like, what's that look about?
Oh, because it would look like really odd, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
With black on the end.
Let me see. There is a Homo Helpline.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about your own issue.
I will, but first let's do this very quick Homo Helpline.
Oh, okay.
Hello, FNB.
That's good. That's someone us. Familiar?
Mm.
Do we know this person?
I've got something stuck in my craw.
What's a craw?
I don't know. How do I get rid of it? Missing you heaps, Rod, your former master of first impressions.
What's a craw, Rod?
He got something stuck in his craw.
What does he mean, his claw?
Well, you just have to let go of it.
Craw. Don't you remember that from Get Smart?
No.
You don't remember it?
Not craw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, it was the line that just
So Rod's at home with something stuck in his craw.
I don't know what a craw is.
Is that like jaw?
Maybe jaw.
No, but if he did a text message, because this came through on a text message.
Right.
Oh, so maybe, and hang on. So C.
Are we deciphering our messages now? Rod, you need to tell us what a craw is.
No, it must be A-W.
Well, I don't think we can help him.
I don't know. We can't help unless we know where it's stuck and what is stuck.
I can't decipher. It's a bit...
Is that something like from the deep south, like with the New Orleans kind of flavour about it?
What, gumbo?
Yeah, like those, that...
crab claw.
Oh, that's like a crayfish. Graham, do you have any ideas? Can you come in here, please?
Oh, throat. He's pointing at his throat.
You're pointing to your throat?
Yeah, so... Mm.
So he's got something stuck in his throat. Wonder what it could... How do you get something out of your throat?
You need to dislodge it with a bit of water.
What about a hind lick manoeuvre?
A hind lick?
What? Isn't that what it's called?
It's not a hind lick.
Yes, it is. It's the hind lick manoeuvre.
You'd look that one up.
Okay.
I don't think we can help, Rod.
If I type hind lick on this thing, is it going to come up?
I don't think you want to see what
it's not
going
to have photos of Britney Spears coming up, is it?
I don't know what you're going to see.
Or Lady Gaga. Now.
Did someone send you the Heimlich manoeuvre?
Someone did. Tim has sent us a Heimlich. And it is the Heimlich. H-E-I-M-L-I-C-H.
Yeah, so.
I honestly thought it was Heimlich.
What was Mr. Heimlich invented it, obviously, yes, or discovered it?
Now. Rod, if you're home,
well, and you can do it on
if
yourself.
You're in need of a Heimlich, I've actually got a little thing here. Like it says, you can actually do your own. You can do it on yourself. What you do is just rest your guts on the back of a chair and push down.
But how do you do it to yourself?
Well, this man's in an. It looks like he's in an office.
He looks like he's bagging one out.
This is how you perform the Heimlich maneuver on yourself. Make a fist. Then punch yourself in the temple. Place the thumb below your rib cage and above your navel.
Right, like that. Okay.
Yes. Grasp your fist in the other hand. Press it into the area with a quick upward movement.
Like that.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
So you don't punch yourself.
No, you don't. You just press. Yeah.
Oh, but you have to lean over the chair as well while you're doing that.
Yeah.
Did
But that's not like doing a little vommy, is it? I mean, if you wanted to do a little vommy, or you could just visualise Bert Newton in the nude. That would give you a little... What else would give you a little vommy?
I think there's many things I can think
Steve
of.
Steve Liedman. I once saw... Well, you know that I saw Maggie Tabber in her undies. But that wasn't too bad. I never expected to see Maggie Tabber in Cottontails. You know how I always say, where would the world be without rainbows?
Yes.
You know, where would the restaurant industry be? Where would theatre be? Where would cinema be? Where would everything be? One thing that I must say, though, I've got a funny feeling in my waters that some queen came up with the idea of planting flame trees in Melbourne.
Many, many moons ago.
Not many moons ago, 10 years ago.
I don't know which ones you're talking about now.
They're all in Richmond, in South Yarra.
Because they've gone
you
down...
You don't get them... As soon as you cross... You don't get them in... As soon as you pass Abbotsford, you don't get flame trees anymore.
Well, I don't know if they're flame trees.
They're like a silver... They're not silver birch.
Plane trees.
Plane.
Is that right, Graham? Plane trees, yes.
Graham should be in this show.
I know.
He knows so much.
He's good. I didn't think
Not
flame.
Not flame, plane.
You were sending me off towards Darwin.
Sorry. You were off to Darwin, were you?
I was, because that's where they all are.
Come back from the humidity. The plane trees. Well, you know, because a lot of city councils planted them because they thought, you know, they grow very fast. In November, they feel...
Oh, it's bad.
They get stuck in your tonsils.
Oh, everywhere else.
Yeah.
Your nostrils, like, your tonsils.
Melbourne City has the plane
You've
trees.
You've spluttered a few of those things up.
Oh, my God. Hi, lattes. Loving the show as always. Benny, did I see you in another advert for Target?
Are you doing more Target?
No, I haven't done any more.
Oh, that's so your image is being reused.
Oh, trust them.
They're getting their money's worth.
But let me just quickly, there's a little homo helpline here. Benny, you are fantastic. Be careful what you put in your throat. I have an Italian on my couch. Can you tell me what to say to a hot European to get him amorous? Love you, doll. Love, Nicholas. So Nicholas is at home. I wonder where Nicholas lives. Nicholas is at home with a hot Italian on his couch and he wants some ideas of what he can say to make them amorous. What don't you say?
Is he wanting, like, amorous things in Italian?
Well, he wants to turn him on.
So you'd have to talk to him in Italian, surely.
If he's an imported one, he may be an imported one.
Yeah.
I don't think... You wouldn't entertain just in, like a local, would you?
Why not? This one,
I'm going to go upmarket.
Yeah, go imported.
I'm thinking he went out today, he was walking along, bumped in to somebody, he heard they had an accent and he brought them home for dinner.
Gorgeous.
Okay, so that's the scenario.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that scenario because that's kind of the fabulous one, isn't
it? That's right.
What would really turn him on is a passport. Just flash your passport at him. Is that working? Do not show him a broom or a mop.
Oh, no, he'll be running the other way.
He won't even know what they are. Tell him that mum's cooked a tray of lasagna.
Maybe he should go for something foreign, like to him as
like
well.
Like Maggie? Nicholas, no. Do not under any circumstances attempt to feed that Italian on your couch.
Feeding's not good because it... I know, just judging from my relatives in Italy.
Yeah, don't.
They don't like other cuisines either.
Don't feed it. It'll stay forever. What you must do... What gets Italians hot?
What should you do with one?
I would just handball it to the next door neighbour. Because it's just going to lie there, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just lie there.
You need some kind of, you know, enticement.
Well, if it was Greek, you'd tell it that you're interested in its culture.
Really?
Yeah. If you tell them that you've...
So what, if you did it to
if
an
you say, yasu, upaterismu, then ene agrotes, their pants are off immediately.
What does that mean?
My father is not a farmer. Does anyone have any suggestions on what to do with an Italian on your sofa? Cooch has sent a message and said just...
It's chooch.
I thought it was like the grass.
Or it's chooch.
It's chooch. It's chooch. Chooch wrote in, this is for Nicholas and his Italian, and he says, just tempt him with some tiramisu.
Yeah, but remember...
Don't feed
it. You can't do food because there's always a comparison with something.
The other thing, Nicholas, do not, under any circumstances tonight, offer that Italian coffee.
Oh, is that bad?
Well, it is for Nicholas. Because Nicholas, I've seen a photo of Nicholas. He's got the Nescafe face.
Not the Makona.
He's got Makona eyes. No instant coffee.
Oh, right, so he's got to avoid food and drink altogether.
Don't feed or drink it.
He wants to keep it.
Oh, he's really asking for trouble. Have you ever had long-term Italian?
You've had long-term Italian.
I've had long-term Italian. See, because... It seems okay tonight because he's sort of blending in with the couch. If he stays the night...
Is it a Gainesville couch?
If he stays the night, then you're going to have to, like, number one, in the morning, you're going to have to tell it to shower.
Is that what happened to you when you had long-term Italian?
I had long-term Italian, you know, because it didn't... It tried to wash its undies in the shower. They've got this really strange thing. They wash the shower.
Maybe they're just conserving and water.
No, they're not.
Is that known as LTI?
I had an LTI, yeah. It was a friend of a friend, FOF. It was FOF. And never, ever do FOF. Because if you do FOF, you can't tell it to F off. Hi, lattes. Loving the show as always. Benny, did I see you in another advert for Target?
Are you doing more Target?
No, I haven't done any more.
Oh, that's so your image is being reused.
Oh, trust them.
They're getting their money's worth.
Omar from Sunshine wants to know, Frank, are we going to play techno tonight? No, we're not. Thanks, Omar. We would if it was 1992. Adam says, if I had a hot Italian on my sofa, I'd have his feet on the armrest and my tongue down his throat. Thank you, Adam. Actually, I've done that before, he says, and I have the video.
Oh, that's nice.
Really?
He's got a Britney Spears video or a Pam Anderson one.
He does. That's what, you know, Adam does. He does a lot of international work. He's like UNICEF, isn't he?
UNICEF. Or the UN.
He's like the UN. Who's the guy, Hanana? Is it Hanana Haya? Who's the guy that runs the UNICEF? The United Nations. Is it Hanana Haya? Who is it?
It's not him. He's the East Timor dude.
Oh, we're Hanana Haya.
It's not. Now I've forgotten it because you're saying it like that. Janana Guzmao.
Oh, I thought it was Hanana Haya Haya. Oh, dear.
He doesn't sing Pussyfoot.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.